Now, today is International Day for People with Disabilities, a day to promote the rights and well-being of disabled people. Here in Ireland, six leading disability and mental health umbrella organisations have chosen this day to call on government to publish research on the cost of living with a disability in Ireland. The Indicon report was commissioned back in 2018. It's been given to the Minister for Social Protection, but it hasn't yet been published. Our social affairs correspondent, Alva Keneally, reports.
This is a screen reader which Audrey Tormey uses when she's typing. Audrey is blind, so technology like this, as well as her smartphone, are beneficial. But there are plenty of other necessary gadgets she uses daily.
Door closed.
That's the microwave.
Cancel. Start. High power. 1 minute.
And this is a scanner about the size of a remote control which detects light and colour.
I know that if the light, if it's a high-pitched sound, I know that the light is on. If there's no sound, it makes a very dull tone. Mm-hmm. And that makes a big difference. And the other button is for checking colours of garments or items around the house.
Black. Black. Black.
So you just scan black. It across the garment.
Yeah. Yeah.
It sounds very simple, but it's quite costly as well. Like that is a couple of hundred euros. So it all adds up, definitely.
She has a job, so she's not living in poverty. But for others fully reliant on the disability allowance, living on just over 200 euro a week in 2021 is costly. The pandemic unemployment payment exceeded the disability allowance.
I know for a fact that people from chatting with people with other disabilities and people with sight loss, especially older people with sight loss, and people working from home, kind of, or at home during the daytime, definitely there is a cost incurred in additional heating, lighting.
Audrey's day-to-day life is just one example of the hidden costs of a disability. It's almost impossible to capture them all, but a report by Indicon has reportedly made a good stab at it. Commissioned by the Department of Social Protection back in 2018, the idea was that if the true cost of having a disability in Ireland was known, that would help drive policy and funding in the right direction. The report has been delivered to the Minister for Social Protection. Six organisations representing disabled people and people with disabilities are calling for its publication, including the Disability Federation of Ireland, which John Dolan is CEO.
This first surfaced as a recommendation in the Commission on the Status of People with Disabilities in 1996. That's 25 years ago, a quarter of a century. It's still dragging on. There is no issue from the government side, but that there are extra costs. So we're really looking for this report to show the way forward and the department's response to it to show the way forward as to how they're going to put money into people's pockets. This whole thing now is in the context of Ireland having ratified the UN Convention and said to publicly said to the world and every other state in the world, we're up for getting things right for people with disabilities. Part of that, of course, is also making mainstream public services accessible so people can use them, education, etc., etc., and housing and public transport.
The independent living movement in Ireland is among the organisations calling for the publication of the report. The ILMI is a nationwide group made up of and led by disabled people. For Dr. James Casey, lighting buildings purple to mark International Day of Disabilities means little. Instead, he wants to see equality for disabled people here with human rights at the centre.
We've started creating local disabled persons organisation, county-based. And what that does is that you will have disabled people in that area coming together with shared values, which are the values that we have of respect, empowerment, inclusion and equality. And you know, that group will be the go-to group or are the go-to groups, for instance, for the County Council on the Housing Group or on the PPNs or on access groups. And to be fair, it has to be done.
3 years on from the ratification of the UN Convention of the Rights of People with Disabilities, has there been much change in Ireland since?
Well, I'm not really disabled. I mean, I can wheel myself into the kitchen and make myself a cup of coffee. I can do that, you know. But I really become disabled when I go down to the bus and the ramp isn't working. Or I go to the train station and you have to ring up and get a ramp, the guy to come with a ramp and put a ramp on it. I mean, come on. I mean, it's 2021, 2022.
Access is still a big issue. I still have to fight for information in Braille. It's not a luxury to be able to access, say, things like accessible information in Braille. It's a right. And I think there is an awareness, and it is growing, but I think there's a bit of a journey to go yet.
And that was Audrey Tormey ending that report from Alva Keneally.